Hello from a damp Dublin castle as one presidential era ends and another begins. The red carpet is out, the musicians have tuned up and the coaches have arrived. President-elect Connolly arrived here about 10 minutes ago. I'm Rachel English, and on this extended programme, we'll be bringing you live coverage of Catherine Connolly's inauguration. We'll be hearing from her home city of Galway, and we'll be asking what the country can expect from her presidency. But now let's hand over to St. Patrick's Hall. There for us are Evelyn O'Rourke and first Kate Egan.
Gurmahagoth Rachel August Kate Mila Folcha Gahala Forik then Inshalvu Catherine Connolly Mar Uxaron Neherim. And it's a packed St. Patrick's Hall here in Dublin Castle. Friends and family gathered alongside dignitaries, 500 guests here in Dublin Castle for today's event.
Well, there's a wonderful, great air of expectation building up here in this absolutely magnificent hall. To shake brand new all in and show, and you made Iber agus a thought then taking foreign and show again Cushland on no made more show. I think here you a talking thoroughly. The first thing that's going to really happen here is that we're going to see the Dais party making its way through St. Patrick's Hall. So Shin on Porty Dais, a Dolid's Row on Ordon Eggbun on Holland Show. And involved in the Dais party are the ministers, Nahari, the Council of State, led by the Chief Justice, Donal O'Donnell. And then Chomalishin Beshid by officiants Lo Chomad. These are the officiants who will be involved in that service of prayer and reflection, which is such a key part of the event today. And then the Taoiseach too, part of the Dais party, making his way, of course, in a few minutes up to the platform, accompanied then at that point, he'll be accompanied by his aide-de-camp.
And it's a magnificent full hall. Two fantastic Waterford chandeliers in the centre of the hall, which have been cleaned and sparkled over the past few weeks, as have everything in preparation for today's inauguration of our 10th president. The Army Band number one, conductor Commandant Fergal Carroll, will also be playing some of the music here today.
Other guest Ian Elevay, Lynn Sahalan, you'll there know in Dais party in the Harris Marshinde. Kamala Shin, there'll be members of the judiciary. There'll be members from the representing the European Parliament, representatives from Northern Ireland, members of the diplomatic corps, Lord Mayors, plural of course, and all Ireland church leaders, and representatives from the civil service as well. So lots of familiar faces first, and then lots of obviously on the Uachtaráin Tofa's own guests too.
Now proceedings just getting underway.
So this marks the arrival of the Dais party, Sean's Dais party, Tachtrid and Halla Nishbish, the Dolid's Row and Ordonshin, Egzera on Halla. So as you see there, some familiar faces from the ministers, from cabinet coming through there, and ministers who attend cabinet, and the Council of State as well. They are making their way just right through the hall, past all those guests who've been seated for some time here, preparing for this first part of the service, the inauguration on Lá Mór Inshalvatha don Uachtaráin Tofa, Catherine Connolly Inyo.
And they're just making their way up to the top of the hall here, to the dais, the platform, taking their seats while we await the arrival of President-elect Catherine Connolly. Government ministers taking their seats on the dais. And those gathered here upstanding, awaiting Catherine Connolly's arrival.
Now we're seeing several familiar faces there from the political world. Of course, we're seeing Minister Norma Foley there, Minister Jennifer Carroll McNeill, Minister Dara Cleary, Minister Helen McEntee, and indeed the Minister of Justice, Jim O'Callaghan. And there as well, smiling proudly, I see Verona Murphy, of course, Count Corliff representing today. And she, of course, has that particular connection with the Uachtaráin Tofa, Catherine Connolly, as she's been her last Count Corliff in the past.
So the entrance procession due to get underway shortly, and there'll be some music accompanying that as well.
Yes, the music being Kiol and Yocho special thug is on Gaelic Kahame Ron, Hudrawan on Das Denthenyo. And the first musician we'll hear from is Eugene Lam. Eugene Lam will be appearing soon. He is the acclaimed, celebrated, the on clubs called Buntamachig and Marpeber. He's an Illan piper with great renown also for playing, but also for the making of the instrument. He's dedicated so many years of his life to the making of the instrument. More members too coming through here. We're seeing here, obviously, the former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern there and former presidents Mary McAleese, Mary Robinson coming through here too, making their way through with former Taoiseach Leo Varadkar just behind President Mary McAleese there.
And they're all making their way up to the dais at the top of the hall here to take their seats while we await the arrival of President-elect Catherine Connolly.
As Rachel said, it is a damp day in Dublin, but it was heartening to see the scenes coming through as the President-elect was making her way to Dublin Castle. You could see people gathered outside on Dame Street, everybody keen to get that first look at the Uachtaráin Tofan Yog, as she exact and shell in a clown. I mean, low more dish yogs than clown more. Think of the Galergul scale on Enoch and Glown show, 14 siblings, so many of the family here today. It must be such an exciting and a momentous day for the Connolly family today. You can hear the applause there as the members of the church and the officiants are making their way through now. They're taking those remaining seats up at the desk.
And President Michael D, former President Michael D Higgins, making his way up through the hall to the dais to take his seat on the platform.
Very moving scenes last night as he was saying goodbye to the Oris himself, as Fina Higgins, all the people who turned out and the dogs that had turned out to wave them off as well. So a big day for him too.
And we can see the members of the religious orders just making their way up to the top of the hall to join the politicians and officials and members of the judiciary as well. And the Chief Justice Donal O'Donnell making his way up to the top of the hall as he will administer the oath to.
So guests being invited to sit there as this service, this inauguration law in Shalva, Sharmush in Shalva, begins.
And we're just awaiting the arrival of President-elect Catherine Connolly, who will be accompanied by the Tornister.
As you can feel the anticipation in the room, all eyes pointing in one direction down to the end of the hall to see the arrival in of an Tuachtaráin Tofa, Catherine Connolly, Lena Chlón, Lena Fear Céile, agus dar nui leis an tánaiste, leis an ara arigus Pascal Dunne, hu chumá bais seis an lehi chumá, agus iag tach tríd an hala.
And former Taoiseach Brian Cowan also up on the dais, along with other former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern as well.
And I can just see Eugene Lam and Peebra Illan Shin just in the back corner there, warming up, getting ready, because his music contribution, Kiolva Ega o Agan o Eugene Shin Chéad, Pisa Kiolva Agan in Yo, Erin Law Marshall.
Arrival of the President elect.
President-elect Connolly just entering the hall. Just seeing President-elect Connolly making her way up through the hall to the dais at the top of the hall, accompanied by the Tornister Simon Harris.
This walk that she's taking has been taken by so many and yet so few in some ways. The site of inauguration St. Douglas Hyde in 1938. And Catherine Connolly Shun, Zehu Uchtron of Agan and Shun Aronson, Lo and Chalber, Shermanish and Chalbhead, and Kui Zegu Kyan of Agan, Ach Zehner Lesh on Tedal Shin. So she will, next time she emerges from this hall, she will be the the new Ulfthron of Erin.
And we can just see her husband Brian behind her, who's accompanied by the Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue. Her friends and family gathered here in the hall as well.
They're just making their way to the top of the hall now.
Now the President-elect is just making her way up to the chair to take her seat on the dais.
Initiation Lan of Shea, Galway Bay, played by Eugene Lamb on the long pipes here in the hall.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise. The Taoiseach.
The Taoiseach will now introduce the service of
prayer. Quinn Ushlip, Tugum Quirra Inish, Donahunada, Ifigula, Christi, Yudacha, Islamacha, Augustinachta, Contus Achor, Leshanterivish, Orni, Augustmachnib. I now invite the Christian, Jewish, Islamic, and humanist officiating representatives to commence the service of prayer and reflection.
Dr. Michael Jackson, Church of Ireland.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Peace be with you. Almighty God, source of mercy and peace, in your care lie the things that motivate us to do good for others, and the zeal to uphold the rights and the dignities of every person. Your purpose for good is the securing of human flourishing and the upholding of creation. We gather today for the inauguration of our president, praying for discernment, wisdom, and grace for her in advancing the well-being, freedom, and civic engagement of all people entrusted to her care. We gather today as people worldwide give thanks for the end of world war in the last millennium, remembering all who gave their lives in the cause of freedom. May our president and every member of our society be inspired to an open longing to work in harmony and collaborate in generosity to ensure that Ireland become a society and that the world become a place of justice, love, and peace. This we ask in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Please be seated.
The next officiant to speak will be Metropolitan Ecovus, representing the Orthodox Church. A Bible reading from the Philippians.
A reading from the Epistle of Paul to the Philippians. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interests of others. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Dr. Trevor Gribben, Presbyterian Church.
Hear the gospel of our Savior Christ according to Mark, chapter 10, verses 35 to 45. Glory be to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him. Teacher, they said, we want you to do for us whatever we ask. What do you want me to do for you? He asked. They replied, let one of us sit at your right and the other at your left in glory. When the 10 heard about this, they became indignant with James and John. Jesus called them together and said, you know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. Whoever wants to be first among you must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Please be seated.
The next voice we'll hear is Dr. Dermot Farrell, the most reverend Roman Catholic Archbishop of Dublin, Sheila Denver. Sheila Denver, the acclaimed harpist and shando singer, will be singing Ar Nathar. This is the Oriadh version of Ar Nathar. The Ar Nathar there, just kind of go hall and you know Sheila Denver on Cantor or on Cantor Shandos, the on Clugus Coil air Roshi looks or killed Sheila. Axinish Bame debate with Dr. Dermot Farrell reading a prayer for
Ireland. Loving and considerate God, we ask your generous blessing on President Catherine Connolly, Bolo Yia Erhi. May she prosper from your grace and may it flow in abundance over Muinchin na hÉireann, the people of Ireland. We pray also in hope for our country at the start of this new presidency. May the values of decency, fairness, and mutual respect thrive in our communities. May we invoke the spirit of Mehel, which brings people together to support each other. May we move forward, Mar Chlann, as a family, to build a just, generous, and peaceful environment for all. We ask this prayer through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Next, we'll hear from Denise Gabusta of the Quakers.
May God bless all those who hold public office. We are thankful to them for undertaking these responsibilities and striving to serve us with integrity and respect for all. May they seek God's guidance in their work and know our support as they represent us. With rapid and at times alarming changes taking place worldwide, we pray that their decisions will have a positive effect on both our environment and the sustainability of the whole world. May our country and Ireland be blessed with peace, and may our government find creative ways to help bring peace to the many parts of the world where there is war. We pray that Oireachtas members will continually strive to make Ireland a country of inclusion, equality, justice, and peace, addressing the needs of the most vulnerable, and that they will be proactive in promoting these goals at European and international level.
The next voice we'll hear then is the Reverend Alan Wardlow, the President of the Methodist Church in Ireland, just making his way over to the microphone now for his contribution.
Lord God, we pray today for the new President of Ireland, Catherine Connolly, as she assumes the office to which she was elected. Enable her to work for a just and inclusive society where all people are valued. May all her work be carried out in dependence on you, Lord, and for the well-being of everyone. Father God, enable her to look to you, and in so doing, grant her strength, guidance, and the inspiration she needs as she serves this nation. We pray for her family and her home, that it may be a place of love and welcome. And we ask this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen.
And Dr. Michael Jackson will read the concluding prayer.
Gracious God, in your loving kindness, receive the prayers we offer for our country and for our president. Through the wisdom of our leaders and through the decisions they make, grant us the ways of justice, of harmony, and of belonging that will establish happiness and security for all to whom Ireland is their home. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That was the voice of the Most Reverend Dr. Michael Jackson there, and now all Christian representatives will read the first part of the joint blessing, then Dr. Dermot Farrell will lead representatives in this final blessing.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
And may Almighty God, the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless you. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated.
We'll now hear from Chief Rabbi Yoni Vider from the Jewish community.
Eternal God, Master of the universe, please bestow your blessings upon this land and all who dwell within it. May we recognize the divine spark in one another. Treat each person with respect and kindness, and work together to build a society worthy of the gifts and hopes entrusted to us. May we listen with open hearts, honor difference without allowing it to divide us, and find within ourselves the strength of shared purpose. Let our homes be places of love, our communities centers of care, and this country a source of pride for all its people. May you bless the President of Ireland and all who serve the public good. May they be guided with wisdom and understanding, courage and integrity, that their leadership may bring honor to the offices they hold. Sim shalom ba'aretz, v'simcha shalom al kol yoshveha, u'farois sukkah shalomecha al kol yoshevei sevel artzecha, v'chein yihi ratzon v'nomar amen. May you speedily spread the tabernacle of peace over us, together with all the dwellers on earth, and let us say, Amen.
Now we'll hear from Shaheen Ahmed from the Islamic Cultural Foundation of Ireland.
Holy Quran. Say, O Allah, owner of sovereignty, you give sovereignty to whom you will, and you take sovereignty away from whom you will. You honor whom you will, and you humble whom you will. In your hand is all good. Indeed, you are over all things competent. You cause the night to enter the day, and you cause the day to enter the night. And you bring the living out of the dead, and you bring the dead out of the living. And you give provision to whom you will without account. Supplication. Eternal Allah, source of wisdom and strength, we come before you on this day of new beginnings, grateful for the gift of freedom, humbled by the weight of responsibility, and hopeful for the promise of what lies ahead. Bless our new president with courage to lead with integrity, compassion to serve with justice, and wisdom to seek unity over division. Grant all our leaders the humility to listen, the patience to understand, and the resolve to do what is right, even when it is not easy. O Allah, Lord of the heavens and the earth, the giver of honor and the source of peace, we thank you for this day, for the blessings of our nation, and for the trust placed in the hands of its leaders. O Allah, guide our new president with wisdom, sincerity, and justice, that she may lead with humility and serve with compassion. O Allah, bless this nation and its people with unity and tranquility. Protect us from division and injustice. Grant our leader hands that work for the welfare of all. Let them be guardians of peace, champions of mercy, and servants of the common good. O Allah, make us grateful for your favors, steadfast in adversity, and faithful in our duty to you and to one another. Strengthen the bonds between us, and let this new beginning to be one of hope, righteousness, and mutual respect. Amen.
Anish Bay Brush Kyolag and Anish Nismo Kyola Tachto Sheila Denver, who's going to perform Fonia Gallon Lay, which probably is familiar to many of you. It's the song setting for Raglan Road 2. So this is Sheila Denver, Kana, August Ekshant and Crit. She's got the harp with her there on the dais, performing on her beautiful harp there, Fonia Gallon Lay.
A humanist reflection from Niamh Clowey.
On behalf of humanists throughout Ireland, we are honoured to participate in the inauguration of our president, Catherine Connolly. Humanists believe in the intrinsic value of every person and in their right to live a life of dignity and to participate fully in society. We are grateful to live in a country that values freedom of speech, opinion, and religion. The President's vision to be a unifying presence is one that we share. Someone who speaks for peace, not just abroad, but at home, in how we treat one another, in how we care about our most vulnerable, in how we make space for disagreement without division. Today, we commit ourselves both individually and collectively to the President's vision. And we commit ourselves to supporting our president on her journey of considered, compassionate, thought-provoking leadership. We hope that her time in office will continue to build our country towards a future of equality, participation, inclusion, imagination, creativity, and sustainability.
By Sheila Denver, shite nish arishtik slam shob shik shite shawik and the herna, the hawk of the urn, which later in life in his career inspired O'Carolan.
The Taoiseach will request the Chief Justice, Donal O'Donnell, to read the declaration of office to the President-elect.
The Taoiseach.
A Chuin Uisle, Fímar is Oldiv, Tá Catherine Connolly, Tuffa, Gokui, Con Ifig Uachtaran na Hirden. Tá na maha Puibli, Luete in Alt a Hocht, Dartigal a Doiag, Dan Vanrocht an Seo, in Lóhir. Agus Irminish, an bríomh breithh an tuachtarán tofa a chorfín dar a bhú atá ordaithe. As you are aware, Catherine Connolly has been elected to the office of President of Ireland. The public personages mentioned in Section 8 of Article 12 of the Constitution are here present, and I now request the Chief Justice to administer the prescribed declaration to the President-elect, Catherine Connolly.
Chief Justice Donal O'Donnell stepping forward here to read the declaration. As Gaeilge first to Uachtarán Tofa, Catherine.
Catherine Connolly, Tatu Tofa, a Dúchtarán ar Éireann, agus Éireann anois ort, dola gúram na hoifig a sin, tríd an jarvú seo a dhéanamh, agus de láb a chur leis go poiblí, mar a cheang glian an bunreacht ort. Leifi mé an jarvú an dish agus ní mór dite é a aibreis ina dhé. Catherine Connolly, you have been elected President of Ireland, and I am asking you now to enter upon that office by making this declaration and by signing it in public as laid down in the Constitution. I will now ask you to repeat this declaration after me. Ilahar Gia na Hilichuacht.
Ilahar Gia na Hilichuacht.
Tomsha Catherine Connolly.
Tomsha Catherine Connolly.
A yalu agus a yarvu.
A yalu agus a yarvu.
Gosalunta isco firinok.
Gosalunta isco firinok.
Ve imahaka agus imayidin.
Ve imahaka agus imayidin.
Do vonrach dairen.
Do vonrach na hairen.
Agus a dlíha a chuivnú.
Agus a dlíha a chuivnú.
Magulgas a cholínú.
Magulgas a cholínú.
Gajilish conchiasach.
Gajilish conchiasach.
Derair an vonrachta is an dlí.
Derair an vonrachta is an dlí.
Agus a malán jihil a yanu.
Agus malán jihil a yanu.
Son lasse is phone of Winter Nahera.
Son lasse is phone of Winter Nahera.
Gia the Mosturo, Augusto Mahuda.
Gia the Mosturo, August the Mahuda.
This, of course, is the key in the moment. This is the moment when Antosran Toffa is going to sign the declaration. But once she has signed that letter, she becomes the 10th President of Ireland. So, President-elect Catherine Connolly has signing. And as you hear, the Army number one band trumpeters fanfare is in full flight at the end of the hall here up in the balcony as marking the signing of this declaration by an tuchtaran nu an dehu uchtaran Catherine Connolly agus bula busin seo sa hala agus a fórja the uchtaran nu agin uchtaran Catherine Connolly.
And there's also a 21-gun salute at Collins Barracks, marking the significant moment, as well as the raising of the presidential standard above the state apartments here in Dublin Castle, marking President Connolly, the 10th President of Ireland.
Warm applause here in St. Patrick's Hall as the new president looks around the room smiling. And what's going to happen next is the Chief Justice will announce that the president has entered office and present the presidential seal to the president. So certain technical steps have to happen there. But right now, a moment of warmth, the human moment, as she smiles and takes in the applause, the warm faces, the sea of faces all turned in her direction, lots of smiles, and people just seem very pleased and delighted to be here for this historic moment.
Catherine Connolly, tatu tarish dolly gurum tifiga marak uktaran the heron and ish. Or allaka alta hot article a doye gun vonrock the vecolinta gokui agat. Augustavrishin, chilacum shela un uktaran ditch gofurum yule. Catherine Connolly, you have now entered upon your office as President of Ireland. Having duly complied with the provisions of Section 8 of Article 12 of the Constitution, and therefore I formally present the presidential seal to you.
The presidential seal just being given to President Connolly there by the Chief Justice, Donald O'Donnell. Now, we'll hear from the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin.
An law salunte comora agus calora shom is more on an ordon corgardigus a yenev lesh an uachtaran Catherine Connolly har kyan realtus agus fuinton na herden astolamona hifiga mar uachtaran na herden is law suntusoch agus luchairoch e an law enuv freshen de archele an uachtaran Connolly breen da bashti breen agus Stefan. Da glaun shinta, a ghelta, agus da garda. Bunigi tenev asan law shom, ta she tilta a ghiv. Nor a hugamid a sheriffish fivlid sonoma ta heart sonairav. Nilen oris orum, ganinig an tokteran kandli, phonev ma erar deer. Mar hishach ta meg tenu leve egober leshen okteran kandli, sonom a ta amach roing. Mar a lenin era araig, len a rôl suntasach an ardán daunda, agus singa ag tenu, le hochtaránacht an eintish odapig, a ho ostail sadarala den vlien shahuing. Ní mordam, an desha a hapu, con ahantis a hort, de uachtarán mihal di ohigin, as gnivra untacha, agus chunakar darafach a uachtaránachta. Rôl a hu gradum dar dir le ling a hremse I rem. Bawalam Mavorvichas Agwaila Sabina Freshen, Asan Meda Rinishi, Ishervish Ardira, Le Kerabli and Diagonus. Tommy P. Tomid fi chumín vor egan mertigwiv. On this solemn and joyful day of celebration, it is a great honour for me to congratulate President Catherine Connolly on behalf of the government and the people of Ireland on entering upon her office as President of Ireland. Today is also a momentous and happy day for President Connolly's husband Brian, their children Brian and Stephen, their extended family and all their friends. Enjoy this day, you deserve it. In the context of a record of outstanding public service, I have no doubt that President Connolly will serve our country well. As Taoiseach, I look forward to working with President Connolly in the time ahead, as Ireland continues to play a significant role on the global stage, and as we look forward to hosting the European Union presidency in the second half of 2026. Today you begin your term as only the 10th president in our history. Yet you also represent the longest unbroken chain of democratically elected heads of state in any European country. Over the last 9 decades, our country has overcome many extraordinary challenges. Where other countries fell into the hands of extremism, the Irish people remained resilient in their commitment to our democracy. A vital part of this has been the unique and unifying role of the office of Uachtaráin na hÉireann. It is an office which has been held by people of many different backgrounds and beliefs, but each has shared a commitment to promoting respect for all. At Uachtaráin, your commitment to bring calm at times of division and anger reflects that generous and inclusive spirit. I take this opportunity also again to recognize the outstanding contribution of Michael D. Higgins, who as president has brought distinction on our country. I also want to sincerely thank Sabina for all that she has done in the service of our country over the past 14 years. We owe you both a tremendous debt of gratitude. Agusinish. Quidam foil to rive on Uachtaráin Connolly, a hask in Shalbaha, a hort.
President Catherine Connolly now will give her speech.
Is fager an ala horch. We can breathe a little and relax. So, a hishi, a frivrehev, ari, wheel corla and stout, wheel an eroptus, ambassadori, canary aglista, august, ina ushle erfad, comatle, an caed ara, on tushkert, Michelle Smith, august ne canary ella, o gach carn, den tushkert. But what lum kid me lefalche a car rev machlan freshen a tawan shop. My virtuak, my arcala, my griffurica, my grehorica, hastin sheed, o can and down, o Atlanta, Georgia, o Canada, o Toronto, agus mila buikas, go kershiv on duishin, oru hain con a vet lum in you. I stand before you humbly and proudly as the 10th president of this beautiful country. The people have spoken and have given their president a powerful mandate to articulate their vision for a new republic, a republic worthy of its name, where everyone is valued and diversity is cherished, where sustainable solutions are urgently implemented, and where a home is a fundamental human right. The change that led to this joyful day
began with a small group of elected representatives and volunteers facing what appeared to be insurmountable challenges. We were led to believe that it was too great a leap, that our ideas were too far out, too left, at odds with the prevailing narrative. In shared conversations all over the country, however, it became evident that the dominant narrative did not reflect or represent people's values and concerns. Time and time again, people spoke of how it served to silence, to other, to label, to exclude, and to stifle critical thinking. Along with that, however, along with meaningful engagement, we saw the emergence of hope. We saw the emergence of joy, along with the courage and determination of people to use their voices to shape a country that we can be proud of. As President of Ireland, I will ensure that all voices are represented, heard, and valued, and promote a public discourse that nourishes inclusivity, tolerance, and active citizenship. Previous presidents faced different challenges reflecting the dominant issues of the day. In 1990, Mary Robinson, and I want to welcome Mary Robinson and her husband Nick, when Mary was elected, the parameters of geopolitics were shifting following the fall of the Berlin Wall the previous year and the dissolution of the Soviet Union. While at home, Ireland was undergoing its own seismic changes, laying the foundation for a modern and inclusive society. In 1997, 1 year before the Good Friday Agreement, the former President Mary McAleese, and again I want to welcome the former President and her husband Nick, when she was elected in the midst of the ongoing peace process, a landmark event in shaping a shared vision for the future of Ireland. In 2011, Michael D. Higgins assumed office, and again, I want to pay tribute to his courage and his work. Michael D. assumed office as a global financial collapse shook Ireland and the world. The reverberations of that crisis continue to impact upon and shape people's lives and our economy. Now in 2025, as I assume the privilege of office, we face existential threat of climate change and the threat of ongoing wars. Both, of course, are inextricably linked. As I speak, I am acutely conscious of the 165 million people currently forcibly displaced from their homes and countries due to war, famine, and climate change. We cannot turn back the clock nor close our eyes to these realities. These are the challenges of our times, and our actions or inaction will determine the world our children and grandchildren will inherit. It is both an individual and a collective challenge, and one which obliges us to reflect on the way we live and interact with our world and with each other. It is also the responsibility of those entrusted with public office to come together, both nationally and internationally, to lead and to create the conditions for a sustainable existence on our planet. It is significant that today is Remembrance Day, the 11th of the 11th, 2025. It is significant. It is significant on so many levels, but it gives us the opportunity to pause and to reflect on the horrors of war in a world where, unfortunately, we have all become witnesses to ongoing wars and genocide. Given our history, the normalization of war and genocide has never been and will never be acceptable to us. As a sovereign, independent nation with a long and cherished tradition of neutrality and an uninterrupted record of peacekeeping since 1958, Ireland is particularly well placed to lead and articulate alternative diplomatic solutions to conflict and war. Indeed, our experience of colonization and resistance, of a catastrophic man-made famine and forced immigration, gives us a lived understanding of dispossession, hunger, and war, and a mandate for Ireland to lead. We can and should take real pride in the success of the Good Friday Agreement, knowing that this is recognised far and wide and is a model for the peaceful resolution of conflict. We also know that this journey of peace and reconciliation was the result of meticulous and methodical work over a long period of time, and this work continues to this day. I look forward to paying my first official visit to the North and meeting with people from all communities and celebrating the rich and heritage and traditions of all who live there. I am particularly conscious of Article 3 of the Constitution, which sets out in detail the firm wish of the Irish people and the Irish nation to have a united Ireland, albeit with the conditions set out very clearly in that article consent. As President, I will foster an inclusive and open dialogue across the island in a manner that highlights and recognises our similarities and respects our differences. I want to acknowledge our large and growing diaspora. There is hardly a family on this island that does not have a personal experience of migration. On every continent, our immigrants have put their ingenuity and hard work at the service of new homelands, yet they have kept their love of Ireland and its culture deep in their hearts. I hope over the next 7 years that there will be many opportunities for me to celebrate with them and share our experiences. I have never believed more in the spirit of this country. Having travelled the length and breadth of the island, I have witnessed it in every county, in every corner of Ireland. I've heard it in the music, the literature, and the dance of our people, in the deep tradition of solidarity and decency that continues to be the dominant force behind our people. I have felt it in the quiet dignity and stoicism of those who simply keep going despite the very real challenges that they face. Ishivsha, winter na tira, kos winter na tira, a kasuorum, agus me erfud na tira, a spragme, agus a spragme irn le lin an actus. Shivsha, a hui, agus a hein, ingle, le aspi shervishi, agus riachtanis, gat la bio, aspi nar kyart a ve fos an, itir a tako sever. Spragshiv me le wun nufrakt, agus wur flahulat, a grange wur skelta, agus tahi lom gafil. Ishivsha, a hug, agus a hugin mishnuk dom, mishnuk a wani me usaj as anish, agus a hugi me agus me e gobber wur son mar uokteron. Noel, ta wokt in the changa kon anum agus spirit na tira a horch kon kin, tiga agum le blinta fada anish. Anum agus spirit a vikara fikosh le blienta, biakshin den gno, de war smak na dirano, no de war nyavarj, nyavkurum, no aspa tishkini. Tirgan changa, tirgan anum, agus is fear shin, mar nurata, a changa muokta, ni fejulesh an tir, no ain tir, a mienta, a luokana, no a spirit, a kar in nuel. Quaru ar janga, Changa orsa ar shinsher, Changa in a will spirit ar shinsher, agus nodur ar chira le mohu, I gwile fuckle sadara arch, gan mas no umos tugged di. Cluku cree ar winsher no requiru stop, lo usage a wanch as a changa fein. Changa according mohu con, agus cree in newel le quile uckle. Ach squilimish le chéile anois les an bhaití sin, ligimis don ghaolga bláthú, éistimis lo siúd ar fad nach bhfuil wethe ach aitheantas a bheith tugad dóibh mar ghaolgóirí ina tír féin agus in úmos dóibh agus dúine. Ghaolgóirí, ghaol agus lucht fólam na ghaolga. Ní sa gúine a labhairt go híseal a bhés an ghaolga san áras, ach sa céad áit mar theanga oibre agus báisiú a labhairt ar fud na tíre, go misnú, go filata, go ceolmhór, faoi mar atá cliste agam, agus mé ar fud na tíre. Agus dar nóigh déanfar í a labhairt go húdarásach agus gan aon drogal nuair is gá. Mar upon scur, to conclude, I believe that the president should be a unifying president. A steady hand, yes, but also a catalyst for change, reflecting our desire for a republic that lives up to its name. I will embrace the role of the president with dignity, determination, and courage.
President Connolly there, making her first speech as the 10th President of Ireland. And we will now stand for a rendezvous.
Speech, which had many themes in it, recognising our similarities and respecting our differences, one of the themes. And then she did very passionate, a call really for Gaelgóirí a raw. You know, she didn't Gaelgóirí spoken quietly in corners anymore, really in Gaelic or on your own Ulster on Lewis show. Fui Gaelgóirí, Tobach and Gaelgóirí, the power of Gaelgóirí. And she's really encouraging people to enjoy and love their Gaelgóirí.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for the national anthem.
Applause there, greeting the ending, the closing notes of the national anthem. Of course, Aaron Levine, the Kana and Shin, Egan O'Ronnie, Gemini, Vrian, with the companionship of the musical companionship of the Army No. 1 Band. And really, that marks the end in Zarin Shawlish and Sherby's formula in Chalvu and Yo. Hone Captain Connish Dachs, Shomer Shaw, Mar on Uchter on Tuffa, Fogan Shun Shomer Shaw Nish, Akas E on Tuchteron, Carat, and Zehu Tuchteron and Shadolin Aaron. So that concludes the coverage of the formal part of this ceremony today. Myself and Kate Egan would say goodbye to you now as we see the 10th President of Ireland, Catherine Connolly, making her way through St. Patrick's Hall, acknowledging her family, acknowledging her friends, making her way out through the hall into her future as the 10th President of Ireland. Rachel, back to studio.
We're at Mahaglif, Evelyn and Kate, and that's where we leave St. Patrick's Hall and the inauguration of Catherine Connolly as Ireland's 10th President.